Metro 0XE0517. We talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern, Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
Colonel
Holder,
you've
got to
get us out of here now!
I won't let you down. I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whoever you are, wherever you are indeed listening to Revolution Radio. And that's with Zeke and John, and I believe Jude Guy may have been there as well. Always good to listen to, always good to listen to. So how are you today? Much peace, love, and harmony be with you all, and you are indeed listening to Revolution Radio, and this is Coffee Time with Lizzie, and I am your host, Lizzie. So don't forget, we are listener supported, so go up to the main page, go to the nav bar, and you'll find out how to become a patron, or if you so choose, press that donation button. No one here gets paid, but it goes to paid bills, so we can keep on chatting and doing shows for you. So as I say, and I'll repeat, no one here gets paid, but it goes to help the radio to keep it all going. Yay! So become a patron, press the donation button, one or the other. We appreciate it, truly appreciate it. And of course, we have the archives, and they are there for free from us to you with love always. And, yeah, thank you, Pat Rabbit. And hello, 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 everyone. I can't see the chat room just yet. And hopefully by next Tuesday, I will be able to see the chat room, and if so, then also be able to do the cards. Yay! So hopefully by next Tuesday we have cards going, and I hope that's good sounds for your ears. So yes, become a patron, press that donation button, check out the archives if you miss a show. Or if you want to check a show that you have not listened to yet, that's another way. But of course, it's more fun if you can listen to it live, new shows, your usual show, etc. And of course, it's even more fun if you choose to, still on the navbar, press the chat room, into the chat room, so you join us and chat away. And there's a chat room PDF to help you to navigate in yourself into the chat room. And once in the chat room, if you have any trouble, I'm sure there'll be some wonderful people out there very willing to help you to navigate it. It's quite a friendly chat room. Lovely people. Very colorful. So come and join. So you can chat away whilst listening to your favorite or a new show. There's so many. 24/7 we are here for you. We love the sharing. And that's what we do. So many wonderful hosts, all sharing their own stuff, their own material, so many different styles of shows, different styles of people. But that's what is good about it, is no one is literally trying to be someone else but themselves. And that's something to celebrate, isn't it? Is you be who you are, that most wonderful, unique being that is you, and celebrate that every day and be that every day. So yeah, coffee time with Lizzie. Grab a chair, grab a cushions, sit around, grab a coffee, tea, whatever it is that you want to drink. We'll chat away again today, and as I said, hopefully by next Tuesday I'll be able to join you in the chat room. Yay! And also be doing some card readings. But for today, we'll do some chatting. And as I still cannot pull any cards and still cannot see the chat room or be in the chat room. But I appreciate all of you being there. And I know that many of you are there. And are absolutely wonderful people, and we truly, truly appreciate you being here with us today. And thank you, Pat Rabbit, and thank you, Amiga Logos. Very much appreciated for the thumbs up on the audio. If it wouldn't be some wonderful people, I would have not known if I was talking on my own. But I've got some wonderful people giving me the thumbs up. Yes, good audio, sounds good. And that's what we want. So, yeah, remember, you are a unique being. That uniqueness is amazing and should be honored. And yeah, don't allow pressure of weird goings-on change who you are. There's a lot going on, a lot of lost souls at the moment, trying to assert themselves and trying to push on others their way of being. But that's not the way to do, is it? You can't push, well, you can try, but you shouldn't push on others your way of being. You have to, people need to comprehend, need to understand that being unique is a wonderful thing. And no one should be bullied into certain beliefs, certain way of being. No one should, you know, no one should, not this day and age anymore. That's just simply not on. There's too many people doing that, and that solely, you know, it's not because they're full of conviction, because they know where they're at. In my humble opinion, it is mostly because they are lost, very lost, and they try to bully others into the lost game. But it is actually incredibly important to remember who you are. Remember who you are, and what you stand for. And honestly, do not allow yourself to be bullied by all these new waves happening, because they are just that, some new waves happening, a lot of confused people, a lot of lost people, in many ways, although I could get angry at it, I try to see it with some sort of compassion. Because I do not want to feed, simply because I do not want to feed the negative situation created. And because I don't want to feed the negative situation created, and because we are all resonant beings, we're all beings of vibration, the more negativity gets sent out to this strangeness, then the more it grows, it grows bigger, it grows stronger. In a sense, it's a little bit like don't feed it, don't fatten it. Truly, don't. You don't have to mollycoddle it, you don't have to hug it, you don't have to like it. But just almost to a point, don't feed into it with negative either, because that just makes it grow. Negativity has this way about it of growing exponentially whenever you feed it with negativity. And that's just the way it is. Also, the positivity will grow if you feed it with positivity. You know, if you look after a plant and you give it all the elements it needs, enough sunshine, enough water, enough nutrients, that plant is going to grow beautifully. Some plants, if you totally ignore them, they will dwindle, you know. Because they need that attention. You have some other plants that you don't need any attention whatsoever, and they grow strong regardless. But where we put our energy, energy flows to where we think, where we put our energy, and it flows there. So it makes it grow one way or the other. So if we think about that, then whatever we do it within or from a powerful energy flow, from a powerful stance, rather than just keep feeding the beast, because you know, unfortunately, yes, the beastie makes us angry, the beastie does all this stuff, and then, yes, we get angry, we get scared, all of those things, but if we just look at it from the awareness point of view, from becoming aware of it, then anything we throw at it is not going to make it grow. It's not going to make it feed from it. Yes? Does it make sense to you? I mean, this is this is not an invention of mine. This is stuff that is you know, the knowledge is there. Whether we want to do something with that knowledge, yeah, that is a choice that we make. But that choice is actually important, because what do we want, yeah? How do we want to proceed forward? The choices of the path, yeah, the two paths that lay in front of us, depends on this awareness that we have. And from this awareness that we have, we make better or not so good choices, yeah? One by one, and also collectively. So this is why I say what I say, because it is actually fairly important to be aware. Awareness makes a big change, yeah? Once you become aware that you are all possibilities, whatever it is that you choose, you're all possibilities, you can stand in the power of those possibilities. You're a sovereign, amazing being, and you are meant to come here and experience self. Yes, as you go into a self experience. Yes, spirit is experiencing, and you should not allow for others to tell you who to be and what to be. You know, at the moment it seems to be very rampant with people telling other people this is where you should be, or this is how you should behave, and this is how you should believe. And that's a lot of gobbledygook, you know, absolute gobbledygook. You know, our forefathers, they worked hard to get to a certain point. Really, they did, you know. And for us to give away our sovereignty on a tray without questioning it, it's not about getting angry. It's not about being a warrior. It's about being aware. And when you're aware, then you can stand in the power of who you are. It's truly not about negative motion, but about positive motion. With a positive motion, we can change the world one by one, and then together as a collective, we truly can change the world. And that is without being angry, without great big patties, without feeding the beastie. Yeah? Now, it may sound, no, that won't work. We have to go out there and smash and trash and all that. But honestly, if you want to change something, yeah, you can never change things by fighting the existing reality. You cannot do it. Because to change something, you have to build a new model that makes that existing model obsolete. So if you want to change something that's negative, that's full of negativity, that's not even good for anyone, yeah, maybe a few, but even those few, they may be actually not looking at life in the right way, then we need to make the existing model obsolete. Thus, the existing model is about violence, about pushing others into something that they are not, etc., etc. So the existing model has been around for a very long time. A very long time, and the existing model has been very clever at keeping people in situ, yeah, in situ of their habit. They're used to doing things a certain way. And they believe it works. And when you believe it works, then your ego will start saying, well, you don't need to change. Stay as it is. Keep it going. And that's the only way to change. But it truly isn't. It truly isn't. And if you go and look at the ancients, they tell us these things. They give us the blueprint. And how did they know about the blueprint? Because they've been there. They tried it in so many different ways. They've seen it in so many different ways. So some of the ancients and some of our very wise forefathers, they knew about these things. So they left us blueprints. They left us ways of being. They left us warnings. If you listen to the elders, they are full of wisdom. They talk about these two paths which we are facing now and have faced before. Yes? 1 second. So truly, you know, in so many senses, in so many ways, it's about what do you want? Yeah, what truly do you want? Yeah. Because the eye for an eye, everyone goes blind. And we've seen the eye for an eye. Yeah. We've been there again and again and again and again. And doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome, is absolutely madness. Yeah. So it is a time, now is a time, that we truly need to look at it from a different perspective, from a different point of view. From let's change this, yeah, starting with oneself. Let's change this because we do know how, yeah, and we don't know how, there are ways of finding it. Yeah, there's so many good people sharing and talking about this. So many good books, read them. Listen to your heart, mind, coherence. And yes, I get it. Being fed up, being angry, being scared, wanting to lie. I get it. Yeah. Wanting to lash out. I get it. I understand it. But again, you can try keeping up on the same resonance, yeah, which is doing the same thing again and again and again, and then expecting a different outcome. You're not going to get a different outcome. All we do is prolong the agony. All we do is change names and colors of things, but prolong the agony. Yeah? You, me, we are a mass of energy, yeah, and we function on frequencies. Frequency is everything and all around us and within us. It's truly beautiful, yeah. So we can either make the choice and be a victim, or we can make a choice and stand in the power of whom we are. You know, and being a victim is no fun. You know, it truly isn't. And there are choices. There are choices. Whether we choose to see them or not, there are choices. The problem is when we get so used to, we get so used to do things that we truly forget the human being and we simply become the human doing. And we do what we're told. We do what we believe it's correct because we are told. And we believe the narrative. Do we want to make a change? We can only make a change from within. Do you want to walk in the power of whom you are? The answer is within. And I say this again and again because it needs to be said again and again. Just the same as the negatives will say their stuff again and again. Why? Because they know it. They know that we are beings of consciousness and awareness, but also beings of habit. And when we listen to something again and again and again, it goes into our subconscious mind. So our subconscious and our conscious mind starts working in one with the information given to us, and with the information given to us that we end up believing in, sometimes just through habit, just through being used to it, just because, simply just because. Wouldn't it be better to actually make the choice? Wouldn't it be better to, for once, stand in the power of whom you are? In a good way? In an unselfish way? Yeah? Because to make the change again, this is all about changing the paradigm that we are in, and to do that has to be from a very positive outlook. Really change it, you have to look at it from a very positive outlook and actually know what we want to experience for ourselves, for our loved ones, for their friends, our friends, people we know and people we don't know. The planet itself, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, all of that is included. Why? Because all of that has to be included because there is truly no separation. There is a perception of separation, but there's truly no separation. We all here together on a journey, right here, right now. Yeah, 100 years from now, whoever is all together on the planet, then their choices as a collective and one to one makes their journey. But here, right now, this is what we have. Yeah, now is all we have, and now is always here. You know, you don't have to believe in me, but go and check these things out. You know, in the great books with wisdom, the great people with wisdom all shared this stuff and so much more than I can share. Yes. So, are we willing to just simply keep listening to a load of gobbledygook and spread it around, knowing that it's gobbledygook, yeah? Knowing that misinformation, disinformation, a lot of gobbledygook, and we pick up on it, and oh, look, and they're saying this, and they're saying that, and it's a lot of gobbledygook, but I'm saying it too, just because I am saying it. You know? So what we're doing, we're spreading that same resonance. We're spreading that same resonance. And every time we do that, even though we may be different, our energy, our vibration may be different, but we are still playing with the same tools. All changes happen when you become aware. Self-awareness. Awareness that you are all possibilities. Remembrance of who you are, etc. One second. So, is it up to us? Yeah, to an extent. Are there little beasties and little beings and big beings and all sorts of characters that will throw stones and sticks in our way? Yeah. What do you do about it? Stand in the power of whom you are. Simple. Stand in the power of whom you are. With the best intent for all. For yourself, for your loved ones, for their loved ones, for people we know and people we don't know, animal life, you know, plant life, Mother Earth, the cosmos, etc. Because nothing is truly apart. It's all part of the oneness. It's all part of the oneness. Yes, we are individuals. Yes, we are unique. Every single one is unique. You, dearly beloved one, you sitting there right now drinking your coffee, your tea, whatever it is, listening to this, you are a unique being. There's only one like you. Only one. Even if you have a twin and it is an identical twin, you may look alike, but you're still unique. There will be something that is slightly different, even with identical twins. Every single being, animal life, plant life, every single blade of grass may look exactly the same. Every single one is unique. That awareness, that knowingness, that remembrance set you on a path that is so amazing. Set you on a path of strength of character, strength of being. A path that is far more healthier. A path that actually gives you health rather than take away health. Because when we are very stressed, when we are in fear, when we allow ourselves to be permeated by all the negative that is going on, it is affecting our health. It is affecting our health to the point of disease, and disease is not being at ease with your frequency. With who you are, with the remembrance of whom you are, because it gets off-kilt, because allowing everyone else's frequency to permeate through and within you. Yes? Does that make sense? Because when it does, you're truly on the path. And I know quite a lot of you are on the path. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here listening. And when you listen and stay listening And when you truly start resonating in this most beautiful frequency, you become so beautiful, so powerful. So, we are, most of us that are here listening are already on that path. Yeah. And yes, most of us that are on the path sometimes feel a little bit lost, sometimes feel very angry, scared, etc. So be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up. It's absolutely natural. You know, I feel that all of those things too. You know, it's absolutely natural. I mean, but don't own it 24/7. Yeah. Don't just allow the negative to permeate you and invade every single cell of your body 24/7. You need to put some balance into your life so you keep your strength up. You know, you can be a good prepper, yeah, for example. And a good prepper, what does a good prepper have? He's got plenty of food, he's got plenty of water, batteries, candles, matches, lighters, blankets, a place to hide out, or a home to hide out, a secondary plan, all sorts of things, yeah? But if you do all that prepping, when you do all that prepping, and you don't do any spirit soul prepping, then you're only halfway. You're only halfway. Because truly, to be able to be a full-blown prepper, you have to know yourself. You have to be in that power of who you are, the remembrance of who you are. Know your strengths. Know your weaknesses. Don't beat yourself up for your weaknesses. Yes. Be kind to others too. Even though sometimes other people, some people, can drive you bonkers. Yeah, out of experience, I can tell you some people can drive you absolute bonkers. And sometimes I have to think to myself, count to 10. And after I count to 10, I'll say, okay, count another 10. Count to 100 if need be. But don't allow for a negative to permeate your auric field. Just, you know, walk away if you have to. You know, if you can. Sometimes it's the only way. It's just to simply walk away from certain people, from certain things. I just simply cannot listen to the news 24/7. Some people do. I don't know how they do it because it really hurts you. It really hurts your body. Yeah. When you become aware that your body, yeah, is 70-something percentage of water. Water retains memory. And when it retains memory, yeah, that memory is altering your well-being. So just think about that. You're 70-something percent water, you're something percentage crystalline being, which also retains memory. All the rest also will probably retain some sort of memory from injuries, this, that, and the other. I mean, I'm sure most of you may have heard about people that have lost part of a limb and they have that memory of the limb to the point of still even having pains. Yeah. So just think about the effect it's having on you. And I'm not saying don't, you know, put your head in the sand and don't hear or anything. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is how important it is to have balance and how important it is to have the awareness that if you do not do this, looking after oneself, being kind to oneself, do the prayer, do the meditation, take yourself away from negative stuff whenever possible, so you create some sort of balance. So the water within you is picking up enough balancing frequencies so you do not become diseased. Disease is not being at ease with your own frequency. Yes? Disease is not being at ease with oneself. And very often, yeah, very often, most of our maladies that we pick up is true resonance. Yes? So, yeah, you know, even recently I've had a lot of issues of my own where things were quite difficult, and because they were quite difficult, I had to count to 10 and then to 20. I probably ended up counting about 100 not to lose my cool, my stillness. Because even if I had done so, the situation would not have been changed. But it just changes when I do things because I am aware. And because I was aware, I did not allow the negative energy of these people to impose itself on me, and therefore I walked away with a smile. Yeah. I was able to walk away with a smile. I'm not saying it's easy, but you practice these things. You practice these things to, you know, a point that then you can be that amazing being that you are. You are always that anyway. But yeah, I mean, whoever would have thought that we would see and experience some of the stuff that we are seeing and experiencing? I never thought I would experience, see, hear some of the stuff that I am, you know. And yet, the side of me that is strongest is the side of me that will count to 10 or simply walk away if I can from a situation that's blowing my top and getting all irate and arguing back, and it's just not going to solve the situation. All it will do is feed this other person, yeah, now, because that other person is actually doing the best it can for me to lose my composure, and you know, I'll say no, You're not going to do that. I'm not going to allow. I can choose to say no, and I can choose to stand in the power of who I am. And I do so. And I peacefully walk away. And I peacefully walk away with a smile. Because the smile is only for me. The smile is only for me and within my heart. Because the awareness at that point is great. And the awareness at that point is telling me, you don't have to carry that person's resonance. It is not yours to bear. It's theirs. And they don't know what to do but give it to others. Because they themselves are lost. They're going through this, that, and the other. They want to feed off your energy. There's a variety of reasons, yeah? The best thing is to actually be able to walk away, yeah, with a smile on your face. Or if you're not able at that point to walk away with a smile on your face, and you walk away a bit vexed, but you're still walking away out of awareness, you will smile a bit later when you sit down with a cup of coffee and you think back on the situation. And you smile because you are happy and content and grateful to yourself and with yourself that you were able to rise above the other person's frequency. Yeah. Instead of them pulling you down and you play the game that they want you to play, you just simply go, nope, nope. No siree. I choose my game. Yeah? I choose my game. And when you do that, then it's cool, you know? It's cool. Am I always able to do that? No, sometimes I do get vexed. Sometimes I do get angry. Sometimes I do get... You know, but I'm not the most argumentative of persons, but I can. I'm human. I'm an amazing human being, just like you are. And all possibilities exist within me. And amongst those possibilities that exist within me is sometimes I get vexed. Sometimes I get fear. Sometimes I am totally filled with love. Sometimes I'm just a bubble of love, you know. But the awareness of who I am is what moves me. And the choices that I make is what moves me. Instead of someone else pulling my strings, someone else telling me or moving my strings without even telling me what to do and how to be. Some people can be actually very annoying at that and very good at what they do, you know. Experts in chaos. Experts in vexing other people. And that's so can be itself very vexing, the fact that they are experts in that sort of thing. But when you can see through it all, when you can be the observer of self, of them, of the whole situation, then you are on a PowerPoint. You truly are on a PowerPoint. Yeah, you are standing in the power, most beautiful power of whom you are, you know. And that is an amazing possibility that you have, all of you have within you. And that it truly is beautiful. And that truly is something to be honored. Yeah. It is something to be honored to do, you know. And becoming aware of that. And at the same time, it's an honor. And at the same time, it's very humbling. that awareness has got many facets. Again, when you become aware like that, also become aware that a little thing called ego might creep in. But as you are already on that awareness path, you will feel it, you will know it, and and you are aware of it, so you know what to do, you know. I'm not saying it's easy, but it gets easier. It does get easier. Sometimes. And sometimes, when you look around the world at the moment, it is so, so easy to get vexed at the whole thing and to get scared at the whole thing and to feel like everything is lost. But, you know, we do have choices, whether we realize it or not, whether we choose to be aware of it or not. So you are indeed listening to Coffee Time with Lizzie, and I'm your host, Lizzie. And I hope you are enjoying listening to Coffee Time with Lizzie. And we are very close to the break. And when you hear the music, you know you are able to go and top up your coffee, go and top up your cup of tea, and get your seat ready for another hour of Coffee Time with Lizzie. And I truly hope you are enjoying it. You know, I share the love. I truly share the love, and that's all I'm doing. I share the love. I share some of my experience. I'm really not that big-headed about it. And that's why I also say I get angry, I get scared, just like everyone else, because I am a human being. Oh, that's another thing. I am a human being. I am not just a human being. Yeah? When people say you're just a human being, you're downgrading yourself. You're not just a human being. You are a beautiful, unique being. Yeah? Because everyone is unique. There's only one of you. Yeah? You are unique. You are truly unique. Truly amazing. Yeah? When you go and make your cup of tea or coffee, make yourself a cup of tea or coffee or soft drink and say to yourself, I am amazing. I am unique. And there's no one like me. And isn't that amazing? You know, isn't that amazing? That it's an amazing feeling, yeah, to be unique. Does that mean, you know, there are not people that have similar likes? And no, of course not. I'm not talking about that. There's some people all like the same football team. That's fine. There's nothing taking away from your uniqueness. But you are unique. Yeah, you are. You are absolutely amazing. And it's about time we actually claim that. And we claim that by honoring whom we are, who we are. Remember who you are. Do some meditations, do some prayer, connect with nature. Remember that you are part of nature, and that nature is part of who you are. Be kind to the wildlife, to the animal kingdom. Be kind to yourself. And do little steps, step by step. I've been doing little steps, step by step, for many a years. I will not say how many. Many a years. Let's just say I've got lots of white hair. But, you know, I appreciate it. I love every single white hair I have. And I think it's cool to be me, yeah? And I think it's cool to be who you are, yeah? And I honor, appreciate, and am grateful for every one of you. That you are here because we all sort of move together and huddle up together because our energy and our frequency moves us together in a direction, because we are frequencies resonating in a very similar way. So we resonate towards each other. Yeah, our frequency takes us towards each other. Go like, yeah, party time. And of course, you know, we're not always going to agree, but we can agree to disagree. Yeah. And that's part of the uniqueness of you and me. Indeed, you are listening to Revolution Radio. And don't forget, go to that now bar, press the donation button, or become a patron. Whatever you are, whoever you are, however you choose to keep the radio going, we truly appreciate it. I'll see you after the break.
Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on The Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Welcome back to Revolution Radio and Coffee Time with Lizzie, only at freedomslips.com.
And hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Coffee Time with Lizzie. I hope you got your coffee top up, tea top up, or whatever it is that you're drinking, and I hope you truly are enjoying listening to Coffee Time with Lizzie as much as I'm enjoying the sharing with you. We share with love, always, 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 always. And I wish I could actually see the chat room, because obviously I cannot at the moment, and hopefully, as I said in the beginning of the show, hopefully next week I can see the chat room, and if that is so, hopefully it is, I can also do cards. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So indeed, hope you are enjoying it, and you know, I do the best I can with what I have at the moment. Been having some tech issues. It happens indeed. Been saving up a little bit so I can get myself some better headphones, hopefully, because mine's are falling apart. But I think, so I'm told, at least the sound is still okay, but I do need, because these, you know, the things that go around your ears, they're all falling apart, and I think it's affecting the sound a little bit as well. And also the laptop where I normally have the chat room on is being fixed as well. So as far as what I've been told, I should have it back maybe by Friday, latest Monday, hopefully. So I say hopefully because it's beyond my control. I'm basically waiting for it to be sent to me. And we'll see, because I'm not quite sure if it can or not be dealt with. But I do the best I can with what I have at the moment. And I'm here with you, with love. Always, 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 always. And helping to raise the frequency. And because it is all very important. We share a bit of this, you know, a bit of that. There's so many wonderful shows, different people sharing all sorts of different information. So I think Revolution Radio is a good radio to be in at the moment. There's so many wonderful shows, so many wonderful people. There are actually so many wonderful people and so many different shows. I haven't actually even had a chance to listen to all of them. but I intend to have a good marathon of archives. And don't forget, the archives are there for free. So I can check out some. And sometimes whenever I have the chance, I actually listen to a few live shows, new ones, if I'm, you know, it's so happened that I can. Because there are so many wonderful people. So many wonderful people. And no one here gets paid. So it's all work from the heart. Work from the heart. but yeah, if you were listening to the first half and want to comment on anything or ask any questions per se, relay them to Pat Rabbit, hopefully. He'll see it and he'll pass it on. And if I can, I'll do the best I can to reply to you. If it's within my knowing, I will more than happy reply to any questions or comments, of course. Because we are all together on this journey right here, right now. And it is, well, it's like a roller coaster ride. And in an essence, you know, on a roller coaster ride, you have the laughing bits, the screaming bits, the sort of bits. I love I love going on roller coaster rides, but I have not done so for years. So I'm not actually sure if I still love it, but I used to love it. I used to go on all sorts of roller coaster rides, and I absolutely used to love the adrenaline of them. But as I say, it's been years, so I don't really know how I will react if I go on one. I'll tell you. If I do, I will tell you. I will relate. I will say, Lizzie has been on a roller coaster ride lately, and this is what happened. but, you know, life is there to be experienced and enjoyed. And things are forever changing, you know. Don't. I cannot believe that any of you, otherwise you wouldn't be here, believe that things aren't always changing. But one of the things that does need to change is the way we deal with things, and thus make a change for the better. And that is actually quite important. Is to make a change for the better, for everything, for everyone. And yes, a lot of talk keeps surfacing up about, you know, alien stuff and all that keeps. They keep saying disclosure is nigh, and they give little bits of disclosure here and there. And but for me, I don't think, you know, I don't feel that I need any disclosure because I already sort of feel there is more than just us on this planet. You know, there'll be life, so much life. Everywhere else as well. But disclosure also is important, you know, so we know at least some of what is already known about other life and about other planets. And I mean, I actually love to see all this stuff about other life and other planets and things like that. Something that I truly love knowing about. And I truly, I mean, there's no doubt on my in my mind about alien existence. I just, you know, there's simply no doubt in my mind. Of course, I am aware I've never met one, because apparently some actually look like us. But all of that is actually quite interesting. And I truly believe it's worth opening our minds, allow some of this knowing to come true. It doesn't mean believe in everything. What it means is you use your inner tools, your gut feeling, etc. Hopefully it might tell you what may be true and what not. Because there will be possibly a load of species, so much different life out there. But obviously, you know, I personally, as I never met any, I can only speak from, I believe they exist because I find it impossible not to believe they exist. It just makes no sense whatsoever to me that Creator created all of this and then only populated one planet. Yes? It just makes no sense, absolutely no sense. So there has to be alien life just about everywhere. And also, very possible, some may already be here. And, you know, but, you know, I, a bit like you, I don't have any proof. I've never bumped into one. I will say and repeat that I know. Because apparently some of them could look just like you and me. You know, like a human being. So I don't know. And it's all part of the greater family, yes. So there's us and there's a greater family out there. And, yeah, I mean, even with your own small family, you know, blood family, you will find that you'll get on with some people. You won't get on with everyone. Yeah. It's very rare that a whole family gets on with each other. There's always someone you like more than others and vice versa. And that's all part of the normal flow of life. It's actually to do with frequency, yeah. If someone is on a total different frequency to you, more likely than not, it may not even be about disliking someone or they dislike you. It's about frequency. So because the frequency does not mix, it just will not get on. I mean, there's a variety of ways of putting this. But there have been quite a, you know, if you go all the way, go all the way back in history, cave drawings, etc. It all mentions all over the world. There are mentions even names given to these beings. Yes. Then again, you can read Sitchin, Graham Hancock, and many, 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 many other people that are in tune with some of this knowledge, that have studied it, worked on it, etc. I have had very minor experiences where I observed spacecraft, which possibly wasn't even aware I was there, but I'm almost 100% sure that that was spacecraft, not our spacecraft. But even then, even if it was our own spacecraft, that would have had to be either reversed engineered or even given to us by some of these beings. And some of these beings are just absolutely amazing, and some of them, it's just like human beings. Some are nicer, some are grumpier, some are just, you know, and will be such beyond our comprehension, so beyond our wildest dreams, to meet up with any of these beings that I suppose to begin with it might even be scary. Yes? It could even be scary, but it does not necessarily have to be. But again, through meditation, through prayer, through contemplation, etc., you become stronger and you get to know yourself, your body, a variety of reasons like that. But it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. excuse me. I'm losing a little bit my voice today. Happens when you work in the garden. And I lift up a lot of dust and etc. So, yeah, it's good. It's good to be alive. It's good to be part of the changes. And if we do it correctly, our children and our grandchildren and our grandchildren's and children, you know, down the line, they will be grateful for us having taken certain steps in life. One second, please. So, awareness is key, very, very important. Gratefulness, divine love, gratefulness, all that sort of awareness is very, very important. Okay, I may have to cut this second half a little bit short and say goodnight for tonight, and I will see you hopefully on Sunday and hopefully on Tuesday with cards. But yeah, I may have to actually cut short and say goodnight for you, to you. And send you all my love. Stay strong. Know that you are unique and loved. And you are listening to Coffee Time with Lizzie. I hope you truly enjoyed listening. And I'll be with you again very soon. But yeah, I do need to sort of cut the show a little bit short today. Much peace, love, and harmony be with you all. Omega Logos, Bat Rabbit, Popsicle Toes. I don't know who else is out there listening. Much peace, love, and harmony be with you all. Truly, indeed. I bid you good night, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
To act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Yeah, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone. Thank you. Welcome to...